December 1st, 1894, Ellen G. White. Brethren and sisters in America, I make an appeal to you. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The lives of many are too delicate and dainty. They know nothing of bearing hardness as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. They themselves are obstructions in the way of soul saving. They have many wants. Everything must be convenient and easy and nice to suit their taste. They themselves will not move, and those who would move they hinder by their suppositions and imaginary wants and their love of idols. They think themselves Christians, but do not know what the practical Christian life signifies. What is the definition of Christian? It is to be Christ-like. He who will come after me, says Jesus, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. When the Lord sees his people binding their imaginary wants, practicing self-denial, not in a mournful, regretful spirit, as Lot's wife left Sodom, but joyfully, for Christ's sake, and because it is the right thing to do, then the work will go forward with power. Let nothing, however dear, however loved, absorb your mind and affections, diverting you from the searching of the Scriptures or from most earnest prayer. Watch unto prayer, live your own requests, cooperate with God by working in harmony with Him. Expel everything from the soul temple which assumes the form of an idol. Now is God's time, and His time is your time. Fight the good fight of faith. Refuse to think unbelief or to talk unbelief. There is a world to hear the last warning of mercy. We are in the very shadow of the time of trouble which is fast approaching, a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation.